The following podcast contains adult language and themes. Listener discretion is advised. I'm just bullshitting with you. This thing isn't dangerous at all.
No modern phenomenon has us scratching our heads quite like cancel culture. What is it? Is it partisan hackery? Or is it consequence culture? Why do we lump together people like Harvey Weinstein with someone like J.K. Rowling? Do you agree with the mob mentality of public shaming and bandwagon ethics? Or do you think it goes too far? What can look like a one-size-fits-all approach to moral accountability is toxic to some, but a step in the right direction to others. Where do you stand on it? Why is it such an enigma? Is it even real? Or is it an illusion? No matter what you believe, we can all agree on this, that much of our current understanding of public image and celebrity has been greatly influenced by cancel culture. And we hope we don't piss you off so you cancel your subscription to the show. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Matt, and this is the Going There Podcast. How these prissy ass misses, ain't got nothing on you. Nothing on you, girl. Nothing on you and all these basic ass bitches. Nothing on you, yeah. Nothing on you, girl. Nothing on you, yeah. So, you're twerking in the club like.
Get ready to challenge your own opinions and ideas, because these folks are going there. Taboo topics are back on the table.
With me are a bunch of people who've been canceled all over the internet. I'm joking. I mean, not yet. We'll see how this episode goes. I would like to introduce our panel, starting with returning guests, such as my co-producer to my left, Lindsay.
Hi, I'm Lindsay. I am a producer on the show and really excited to talk about cancel culture today.
Have you ever been canceled?
Almost. The pickle video is a little bit sketch. There's some people who really don't like my chewing or how much I sniff when I eat hot foods.
So. I'm in that boat. I'm sorry. Also returning, you may remember Portia.
Hi, I'm Portia Brenner. I'm an actor, writer, and casting director, and I'm glad to be back on the show.
Yes, and those of you who remember Hassan Rogers, one of our resident intelligentsia / whiskey drinkers, brings us all kinds of great people, and he introduced us to the one and only Mike Oatman.
Nice to meet you. I have, in fact, been canceled before. I once did a play where I made Martin Luther King white, and apparently that didn't go over too well.
That doesn't...
Spoiler alert. People didn't like it very much.
We could do a whole episode on that. I'm going to keep moving because...
No, that's the truth. I turned on The View and Whoopi was talking about me. Bad sign.
Okay.
Bad sign for your play.
And someone who is also a podcaster who we have collaborated with and been on his show at least a couple of times, please introduce yourself, the man who sounds like he's a white Republican senator.
Hardly. I wear many hats. All of them involve me running my mouth and listening to the sweet, sweet symphony that is the sound of my own voice. I am, all jokes aside, not really, but yes, I'm a podcaster and a dream chaser. My name is AJ of AJ Presents the Greater Good Podcast.
And AJ Scales, it was funny because when you said that, and maybe it was because of the election night, but I was like, J.D. Vance? AJ Scales? I don't know, man. Something about that.
In my defense, though, I will say I am openly code switching. Being a Southern man, knowing that I'm in the Midwest / the North, I am repressing my Southern accent so I can sound the least bit cultured.
That's fantastic. Speaking of culture, we are talking about cancel culture here today. And to get started, I'm going to award bonus points to anyone who can answer these correctly, and you all have to answer as fast as possible. You have about a second and a half. Is this an example of cancel culture, and or has this person been officially canceled? Ready? Here we go. Harvey Weinstein.
Canceled.
Yes.
Canceled. Armie Hammer.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Roseanne Barr.
Yes. Yes.
Matt Lauer.
Yes. Yes.
Ellen.
Yes.
No.
J.K. Rowling.
Yes.
No.
My Pillow.
Yes.
No.
Will Smith.
No.
No.
Marilyn Manson.
No.
No.
Gina Carano.
No.
Who?
James Gunn.
No.
Mel Gibson.
No.
Yes. Kanye West.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Definitely not. What are you talking about?
Well, we got some spicy opinions in circulation already.
So,
about?
The correct answers were actually no, no, yes, no, yes, yes, no, 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 yes, no, yes. So nobody actually nailed it.
If only I had a memory, that would mean
something.
We're
going to post that on the Instagram, okay? According to who, you?
I was going to say, like, what defines them being canceled?
The Cancel Association of America.
Me. Because, like, you named, oh. You mentioned Ellen, and
Ellen
yeah,
didn't get
was...
canceled.
Oh, I mean, can we really unpack
the ideal?
She's
still got a show.
Yeah.
She does.
So that, of course, was a joke that Portia took very literally. that was actually a test to see what people think is cancel culture. Cancel culture is something that everybody has a different view of what it is. Some people think it doesn't exist. Some people think that it does exist, but it's good. Some people think that it's a myth and it's just all a facade. So let's start with what is cancel culture? Like, by definition, cancel culture is the practice of basically publicly shaming and calling for someone to lose their job who's a public figure because they did something that was considered objectionable or offensive. And it's oftentimes done through social media, at least in modern days. And
but how is that different from just being criticized?
Because they're not saying you suck at what you do. How dare you make Martin Luther King white? They're saying you should never direct another play again, and we're going to see to it that you don't.
Is it the request of it, or is it the effect of it that makes it canceled?
I think it's a little bit of both. What do you guys think?
I feel like the ideal of cancel culture is horseshit, really, truly, from top to bottom. To truly cancel someone, the idea of cancellation in a meaningful and in deeply effective way is to take away their ability to thrive in the arena you know them to exist in. Anything short of that is not cancellation. If you can exist and thrive by your own means, I define success as the ability to make a living on your own terms. If someone can still do that by that definition of success, you saying you don't like them on the internet and rallying the fake internet troops is not cancellation, guys.
I just got into an argument with a brother. Tomorrow. Kyrie got canceled. What are you talking about? They paying the guy $35 million. He's going to go home, take a vacation of 5 games, and bang his model wife and then get in his Ferrari and drive home.
Yeah, but he's going to go online and say, Mike Oatman called me a whiny bitch.
Yeah, Mike, Kyrie is a poopy head.
None of the money matters.
How's that canceling?
Mike, you need to be careful. You do realize that guy with no profile picture and no actual interactions on social media on his burner account has dubbed the man to be canceled. So who are we to argue with that? How can he rebound from user 33500 with no profile picture saying
another,
he's done?
Is this
he's
another done. Kevin Durant
Kevin profile?
Is that what's going on here?
Harvey Weinstein got canceled.
Yes.
R. Kelly is in a cell right now hoping somebody don't come
visit.
Ladies
and gentlemen, we're talking about cancellation. R. Kelly is incarcerated.
Ellen...
You want to know what canceled looks like?
Yeah, that's
if you're behind bars, you have been canceled.
If you're living in a mansion and still making millions, you're not canceled.
No.
Somebody just criticized
people
you.
On the internet that's don't like all. You for 25 minutes.
We're so, being mean to you. That's not being canceled, guys. You just got criticized. Dave Chappelle, you didn't get canceled.
Right.
You went after the trans community. You went after Hammer and Tong. You still touring. You still have your... all of your money, you still have your go fuck you ranch down in Yellowstone, wherever you live, you're not canceled. You just got criticized. You went after the trans community. They came back after you. That's how it should work.
I use Terry Crews as the most prominent example in black culture as far as cancellation goes. We are so intrinsically toxic to one another. If you don't unanimously and with a sense of urgency get behind the black majority sentiment on an action taken by a black celebrity to quote unquote to get behind whatever the group sentiment is on whatever the issue it is, whether you agree or not. And I don't agree with everything Terry Crews agrees with, and I don't agree with the majority of black sentiment every single time necessarily. But because he openly doesn't get behind the sentiment instantaneously, you're seen as a pariah because we're so intrinsically toxic. I'm speaking as we within the black community. We're so intrinsically toxic that you didn't immediately, without hesitation, join the cause. He's seen
well,
as a...
He did a little more than that, but...
But that's the nature.
I'm far more offended the fact that women were being raped and tortured and abused, and he had to stand up and say, oh, I'm glad you women are having your moment, but let's talk about me getting my package grabbed at a party by somebody who wasn't even my superior. Let me get this bit of attention to talk about me. Far more offensive.
But I use Terry Crews as the example in this. Terry Crews, we like you no way. You're canceled. Really? Because
well,
he has
a little bit of a Tom.
Because he has so many.
He's a little bit Tommy, though. Just a little
bit. But he has so many television deals with major corporations that are so active. Guilty. And he keeps signing more and more. Guilty. That's cancellation? Well, yeah, I guess Mike on Twitter doesn't like me, but I'll settle for the approval of those people at Viacom.
That's true. He's not canceled. Well, I grant you that.
I'll never win Mike over, but I guess Viacom likes me pretty good.
He's not canceled.
Walks onto set of Dancing with the Stars.
Now, he can't come to the barbecue, but he ain't canceled.
Spoilers. You know he doesn't care about the
just
barbecue
don't come
anymore,
to the
guys.
War, but you good other than that.
Portia's been texting the Black League underneath the table, and you guys are fucking out. Terry Crews is coming. He's coming for you. So everything that everyone's talking about, this is exactly the epitome of the issue with cancel culture is there, in my opinion, cancel culture is real. It's I don't like this or I don't like this person. They should go away. But
is that bad?
Is it bad? No, I don't think it's bad in the sense of people without a voice trying to put it out there and make the powerful actually have accountability. But that's why there's a big difference between Harvey Weinstein and Dave Chappelle. Harvey Weinstein, we're not talking about he did something we just didn't like. He committed crimes.
He did.
Him going to jail 100%. Is not cancel culture.
No.
Him, that's him getting justice.
Right.
He was not canceled.
Well, he lost his livelihood. That's what I mean. He lost his livelihood.
Yes.
Cancellation
he lost
is
his
trivial.
Reputation.
And that's why it is. It's trivial. A cancellation could be so many different things to so many different people. But when people start to go like, I think everybody has their right to voice their opinion. If you want to boycott Netflix as an employee because they're putting on things that you think are hurtful to the trans community, I completely respect that. But there is that double-edged sword of cancel culture, which says anyone who doesn't think exactly like me, and especially when we're talking about in comedy, because...
But you're not talking about Dave Chappelle, right? Because that's a horrible example if you're talking about him. He didn't just say something that people didn't like. He did a special where he did 20 minutes from a marginalized community of which he is not a member. And then after that community stood up and said, hey, you want to lay back? He then did another special and did 40 minutes of a... If Amy Schumer or whatever did that, we would burn her house to the ground. If she just did 40 minutes on black folks and while niggas don't get jobs or whatever, we would burn her house to the ground.
But with that said...
And so he was criticized appropriately.
He was criticized.
Not canceled.
No, but were trying to get him canceled is what I'm saying. And it's
but
like...
But they should do that.
But free speech.
If you are from a marginalized community and somebody is basically making you look like an idiot, especially at a time in which many of your members are being, I don't know, murdered in the street, I think it's okay to go on Twitter, go after that motherfucker, and then he gets to go after you back. That's how it works.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't do that, and I'm not saying that there's a problem that they do. I think there's a problem that we as a society want to play judge, jury, and executioner against other people on a whim. And Dave Chappelle's
a
bad example.
Whim, he's been going after the trans community like a savage for some reason.
Yeah.
But I mean, every time he opens his mouth, he's talking about the trans community.
I would like to piggyback on what Mike said specifically about Dave Chappelle, though. That initial interaction he had with the trans community that kind of was the jumping off point for all this, he spoke from a personal experience with a trans person in his life and spoke from an objective standpoint of what he watched transpire and what transpired to her. Is he not supposed to speak about his own
heart? Just like Trump and his African American. I mean, Trump was just talking his script. That's my
I don't feel like that's the
as
same
soon
thing,
as he
man.
Did that, he did that. Hey, I know a trans person and look at his experience
he
I had with
him. Commentary on a personal interaction he saw with a trans person. I'm not defending Dave Chappelle, but
well,
that's
you're kind of defending Dave Chappelle.
That's what he did.
I mean, put on the jacket if you're gonna wear it.
What he did was indefensible
in the way he went after that community, and the jokes he told were so vile and so hard against that community. If you want to tell him, I got no problem with that. The answer to corrosive speech is more speech. So when he did that, then they came after his black ass. He lost some money. Mm-hmm. He lost some respect. And now he has a mark on him for the rest of his career. And it's all good. All of it is okay.
So is that canceling or is it accountability?
It's accountability.
So
if you want to go after trans people, go after trans people. Set them on fire if you want to. But then
Please
you have
don't.
To be accountable when they come back to you.
Well,
I just meant metaphorically.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's the second arson reference.
Yeah. Metaphorically, I mean.
Amy Schumer's house is safe.
You just jumped in front of Dave Chappelle on that cancellation.
Amy Schumer's house is burned down. Several trans people have been burned.
Yeah.
If Amy Schumer did 40 minutes of hard, edgy community comedy on the black community in which she just tore into black men and black women's asshole, nobody would stand for it. Black Twitter would go crazy, and they would cancel her in a minute.
So
Dave Chappelle keeps doing it, and everybody like, oh, he's just telling jokes. He's not just telling jokes.
But is he
That's
doing it to be derogatory toward that community, or is
Clearly.
He saying, like, the more you tell me I can't do something, the more I'm going to do it? Because, like AJ was saying, he told a very heartwarming story about someone who was very
Personal
close
commentary.
To him. Who was transgendered, and he spoke very endearingly of this person. It almost seemed to me as if he kept egging it on because his entire job is to speak his mind and to speak freely.
And I have no problem with it.
And growing up in the age of, you know, Red Fox and...
He can be as transphobic as he wants. As he said himself, I'm being transphobic. That's what he said on stage. I take him at his word. I'm okay with him being transphobic. Just ain't no crying in baseball. You know, when it come back, you know, like I made Martin Luther King white. I lost my job everywhere. No crying. I didn't cry. When I got fired, I took the L and kept it pushing. I didn't come crying, people don't support my art. No, baby. You gotta take what you put out there. And this guy went after them to the tune of 40 minutes in one special and 20 minutes in the other. And you know that you're going after a marginalized community that's already battling all of these fights politically. Black trans women of color are being murdered at a really weird rate or whatever. That might be a weird time to be hitting them hard.
I want to sidestep this because we could talk about
that all day.
Transphobia right. and Dave Chappelle all day
Our
long.
Our next guest will be Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, Dave
Come
Chappelle.
In from the wings.
He is from Ohio. So,
and also that comment when you talked about burning up trans people was weird.
We're not
but
burning anything, guys. We're not going to burn anything.
Yeah,
we'll that
seems
weird.
To be a reoccurring theme. There's going to be no arson.
Yeah,
this
none
is
of that.
Past fire inspection, thank God. So when you talk about cancel culture, I'm not saying that the people get canceled. My point isn't to defend what they've done. We're not talking about what they did.
Well, let's stop speaking in the abstract. Who got canceled? Who shouldn't have? Name them.
Oh, lots of people.
Who? Name them.
Millie Vanilli.
They should have been canceled.
Whoa. So,
for blaming on the rain, if nothing else.
Stop
I mean, that,
it, stop
that
it.
Alone.
I will not sit here. I will not sit idly by and act like we don't all love that song. Play it right now. Every head will bob.
Yeah, okay.
Now he's setting on fire. God rest their soul.
One
it's
of
only
them,
one
I believe.
Of them did.
I They're
think
the
Rob
same
is
person.
Wow, you killed
Rob
off two
died,
guys,
I think.
Man.
I mean, the
guy.
Other guy didn't even
Just
exist.
Burn the other
this
guy.
This episode
it's fine.
Is turning very bleak.
So I posted on social media about cancel culture just to kind of get a feeler. And here's what I take away from it. The left, and of course I'm being very general here. The left thinks that cancel culture doesn't exist. It's just people getting, you know, justice or accountability. And the right thinks that everything that they do is going to cancel them. You can't even be a straight white man anymore without getting canceled, without just being yourself. And the reality is neither of those are right. Of course, there's it's never that absolute. There are instances of people who they tried to cancel.
What is the specifics?
Oh,
stop talking in the
right show. Here. James Gunn.
Okay.
James Gunn got fired from directing Guardians of the Galaxy 3 from Disney because they found a 10-year-old tweet where he made a joke about rape. Of course, it's an off-color joke, but the problem with cancel culture, with the actual idea of cancel culture, whether or not it's real, is that it's like our prison system. It's not about reform. It's about punishment, and that's
Absolutely.
It.
Eradication.
Yeah, like,
is that true?
Yes. So if you think about James Gunn, instead of somebody going, hey, listen, you posted this a while back. Like, why did you do that? And let's have a conversation about it. It was Disney's going to fire him. And his tweet that he came out with after that was like as mature as he can get. He goes, I thought I was trying to be edgy. I was younger. He goes, but just like as you get older, you mature. So does your taste in art and comedy and everything else. He goes, it was just an off-color
Okay, so
joke.
Let's examine he got canceled because he put out a tweet, or he had comments years ago as a younger man about rape. He then turned out a nuanced response to that of what really happened. So what is the result of him being canceled? What has happened to him now?
Well, since then, they finally uncanceled him.
Oh, so it works.
But we're not just talking about the end result. We're talking about...
But we should be. He got flack because of something. He explained what it was, and now he's back in the black.
He wasn't back because of his explanation. He was back because of consumerism and capitalism, which is everything that fucking cancel culture is all about.
Well, allow me to kind of open things up to everyone as a whole here. Let me ask you guys this. Why do we hold an old tweet with the same exact accountability in the present moment to a tweet that happened 25 years ago? I can't hold 25 is a bad example.
You're right.
A tweet from 10 years ago is held to the standard right now that it was sent 10 years ago. People can't grow. People can't realize they made a mistake.
Exactly.
Everyone here has said
usually
something.
People don't grow.
Everyone
Donald Trump, when he said that the Central Park Five should be put to death, did he grow from that? That was 10, 15 years
Everyone
ago.
Everyone here has said something in the context of the time they said it in that they should not be held to the same standard of when they said it now.
Exactly.
Bullshit. I disagree.
Bullshit.
You didn't say anything a decade ago.
A 17-year-old version of you is just as mature and worldly and knowledgeable as you right now.
What I would say is if I said something at that age, if somebody asked me about it, I can stand on and explain it and grow and explain my growth pattern.
That's what we're saying.
When you get a Kevin Hart and then they ask him about making a comment of taking a house and breaking it over his gay son's head, and then they go to talk to him about it, clearly he's not grown from that. He started retreating to the, oh, it was just a joke. Because if his son ever told him he was gay, he would violently assault him. He hasn't grown from it. That's his belief, and it's still his belief. And when he responded to it, it wasn't a nuance.
So why?
Well, let me finish. But when you talked about gun, that was a nuanced response to what was happening there. But that's not everybody. Gun probably actually changed. He gave a nuanced response.
Yeah.
He is no longer canceled. Kevin gave a very unnuanced response, and he lost the Oscars. That's how the game plays.
With Kevin Hart, I think what he said was taken out of context.
He never said,
if my son were gay, I would assault him. What he said was...
No, Tracy Morgan said that.
Yeah. He said if his son wanted to play with a dollhouse, that he would feel some type of way. But I think that fed more into like gender roles as opposed to homosexuality or sexuality in general. But people ran with it. They didn't give him a chance to explain himself. And then once he realized, I watched this whole special on it.
And his response was, you know, as somebody who's worked with gay teens and knowing what they go through and what they struggle with, I don't think that Kevin Hart's a bad guy. I don't think he's a bad dude. I thought it was a really kind of off-color comment that he should have spoke to with a certain nuanced perspective in the way that Gunn did. He didn't do that. Even his own employee who worked for him, who's a lesbian woman, she had issues with him and the way in which he dealt with that issue. She was unsatisfied with the way in which he responded.
But did she have issues with it, or did she capitalize on the fact that there was attention on it? I think a lot of this cancel culture is jumping on the bandwagon of what's hot at that moment.
A lot of pile-on.
In my experience, people are just cowards, and they don't sign their name to what they believe.
They don't want to sign their name to it.
You know, stand on what you believe. And then if the results are the results, to the results. I said the founding fathers are scumbags. I said it on national TV. People were upset by it. I stand on it. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. And I stand behind it. I'm getting tired of, like, when I see these religious people, they get in front of these churches and their Bible tells them that gay people are evil and whatever. So they get in the church and then they repeat that because they believe that's what God believes. So they get up there and they say, oh, you a pervert and you are this and that. And then when they get caught, they get in front of the camera. You know I loves people. Mm-hmm. I never hurt nobody.
Well, I think we've
stand
seen
on
that.
What you believe. If that's what you believe, sign your name to it or then shut your damn mouth. If you're not proud of your beliefs, then maybe you need to reexamine your beliefs.
I think that's what we see too, where cancel culture was being, I think, used in just a really like not healthy way when we see like the Karens out in the wild and like they're gonna cancel me and I'm gonna lose my job. And it's like, no, you were out there being like a horrible racist jerk. And now because you're getting caught and because there's actual video and there's proof that it's like, they're going to cancel me. It's like, for me, that's no, you're getting held accountable because like you're a shitty person and like you should never be doing that versus, oh, it's going to be canceled. Like they weaponized that and they, I'm just going to say they're right. Like they weaponized it to like excuse this bad behavior. Oh, they're just going to cancel people. It's like, no, how
whenever
about you stop
I hear
being
out
racist?
Of context, 99 times out of 100 is bullshit. Very little thing, very few things nowadays in this digital culture are taken out of context. Usually what it is somebody says something they believe or something that is their truth, but they are afraid to sign their name to it because of the response of other people.
But what happens when whatever they said does not come from a place of ill will, but ignorance or a lack of knowledge? For instance, Whoopi Goldberg, they wanted her fired. ABC suspended her for 2 weeks. And it was because she said that the Holocaust was not race-based. It was based upon, she was saying it wasn't about their race. It was about just general inhumanity to others. And people wanted her fired instead of taking the opportunity to educate her. She apparently, that was her belief and she signed her name to it. But it wasn't because she felt as if those people didn't deserve recognition or sympathy. It was, that was what she believed.
Yeah, you know, and that's the point, is it's not even about the person being canceled or what the end result is as a society, are we playing the lottery where it's like we're going to pick a name out of the hat, we're going to stone that person to death because that's how it's done, or are we going to have a little bit of compassion and
Give
empathy?
Give me an example of somebody where we pick the name out of a hat. Because whenever people say stuff like that, you get away with the fact that you don't have to name specifics. Because when you name specifics, usually it's bullshit. Name me specifics of somebody who got it. I mean, and there are some examples.
It like, was a metaphor.
Like Aziz Ansari, what happened to him was terrible. That was terrible. That was egregious.
Yeah.
Where he was almost accused
but,
of like.
But you're looking at but it fully from just what happens in the end result. I'm saying, as a society, regardless of what that person did, we should hold ourselves to a higher standard where we allow for people to learn and we allow for people.
We do it all the time.
Not
the President
according
of the United States stood up on a podium, been saying racist shit for six years, and he probably gonna run again. Oh, by the way, he also sacked the goddamn Capitol. He got a second chance. What are you talking about?
Well,
people get second chances all the time. We got election deniers running around talking about the damn election didn't happen, and now they in Congress. What are you talking about?
But that
people
I think that
crazy
highlights
shit all the time
the
and
fact
get away
that
with
yeah,
it.
Cancel culture is an illusion.
Yes.
Because the reason Trump hasn't been canceled is because Trump's not gonna let you cancel him. But you have Al Franken, who allowed himself to be canceled because he thought he was taking the moral high road.
But then that's not canceling. When Al Franken did that, I wanted to go into his liberal head and bang his big head against the wall because I love Al Franken and his politics and his strength and even more his intellect, which we needed. And because he did breast, you know, his hands here and breast on a woman, he resigned. A Republican would have never done that.
Exactly.
You gutless wonder. So guess what? I don't care that Nancy Pelosi is shooting eyes to you. Tell them to go to hell, keep your seat, and you probably would have got reelected.
But we talk
that's
about-
not cancel culture. That's a cowardly response of white male liberals who feel like they got to cower in the corner every time these issues come on instead of having a set of balls and getting out here and fighting. We can't use your weakness. That's the reason that the right has gone as far as it has. It's because liberals have become cowards. They don't want to fight anymore. What happened to the tough liberals?
Can I piggyback on something that you keep saying with the cowardice? Because I actually do agree with that a lot. Like, and let's unpack cancellation at a very like superficial level. To cancel someone implies like you cannot continue to support them or anything they indirectly do. So-and-so is canceled, but you still download other music and watch their movies and this, that, and the other. Like, oh, well, I mean, that's different. No, that's the opposite of what you're of what you're perpetuating. I couldn't agree with Mike more. Cancellation involved the modern era of consuming media is so that people are freebasing instant gratification.
Yes.
Like everything, all forms of entertainment are now instant gratification.
Wait a minute, I think I'm going to steal that. Freebasing instant.
Think about kids. That. Like everything they want to see is on demand. Every bit of music is on demand. They don't have to drive to get anything. They don't have to offer legal tender in exchange for media, content, or entertainment. So R. Kelly's canceled. I hate him. He's a monster, but you still listen to his music. Well, you got to separate the art from the artist. Like, no, that's not cancellation.
Well, he is canceled.
I agree. That was a bad example.
He's clearly canceled.
But I'm using that direct example of.
But he's also, I would not say he's a victim of cancel culture. He
I'm saying before the legal system caught up to him.
But is he canceled, though? Like,
yes, he's
what
in jail.
Is canceled? But because
his career was
still
over,
has
he had lost his
he has
deal.
No freedom.
He couldn't.
But that's not, again, that's legal accountability. We're not talking about society. We didn't, like,
but
the citizen's
arrest. But before
arrest.
That, he had very thoroughly been repudiated and canceled.
You've removed his ability to thrive in the arena he exists in as you know him. That has been completely removed. That is cancellation.
His name became a metaphor for pedophilia.
And most importantly, I don't think people understand.
So, but he was canceled.
I think the ideal that gets thrown around online about what cancellation actually is completely inaccurate. The people wield the ability to truly cancel you and wipe away your ability to exist on a visible level. Social media is beneath people who wield that much power.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's a certain rapper who is seeing that right now and is suffering actual practical, visible cancellation. Yeah. Like, we are castrating your ability to
make
exist.
Money. Yes.
That is cancellation. Not a mob online claiming we don't like you. As long as my media is streaming, my music is downloading, and I continue to be booked for gigs and movies and entertainment and documentaries, I'm not canceled. You're pissing in the wind and yelling down an empty hallway about cancellation. And that hallway is called Twitter, guys.
Mm-hmm. Let me
to cancel someone on Twitter by purely your voice alone and not your action carries the same validity as Michael Scott declaring bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Like, you have pissed in the wind. Oh, did you hear me? I declared it. Oh, we heard you.
Yeah.
It just doesn't matter and it's not real and no one cares.
Every week, somebody's trying to boycott something and get all these people on their backs. Like, come on, guys, we're going to boycott this show.
We'll
we're
still keep downloading all of his music, but we don't like him on the internet.
By the way, boycotting, one of the most beautiful things about the American system.
And you can boycott whatever you want.
I don't have to financially support you. That's all that says is I don't have to give you my dollars. You have the right to go on the town square, set up a milk box and stand atop it and say whatever you believe at the top of your lungs. I just don't have to give you my money.
And guess what, Mike? And that's where I piggyback with you and side with you and pile on with you the absolute hardest. It's all fun and games to where asking you to stand on what you said and put your money where your mouth is and not freebase this entertainment you love so much. Take a moral stand and put away the mindless entertainment and stop separating the artist from the art. The artist has put out something that you are vehemently standing against but financially supporting? That's cowardice.
Sauce Club in there. Something we hope never gets canceled is good music. Our musician spotlight this week is on Red Rose Panic, a dynamic hip-hop group based out of Akron, Ohio. Their live shows span the musical spectrum from hip-hop to rock, jazz to funk. These styles are highlighted through their eclectic and improvisational stage performances. Since 2013, they've independently written and recorded their music while performing at numerous venues across the country, including Machine Gun Kelly's EST Fest, the Number Fest in Athens, Ohio, and the PBS show Live at Howard's. Check out all their information and content at redrosepanic.com. You're going to be the key component. Would you at least sit and own it if you remiss our room? The king is the throne is mine for the taking. My mom said vacant. Clydesdale's racing. Hey, I'm back in my zone, running for home. She meet me at the door a lot. I'm hitting that, you know, I run that. You ain't from there, so you can't come back. Best man dressed like a best man, bigger than my ego, flat line tuxedo, all black on and off again, like the shit you rock to a coffin. Girl getting golfed in, this $100 fragrance hits you hard like a flagrant cup. This shit is so intentional, red carpet suit convention, no coolest niggas ever, we monsooning no effort. The way I make it rain, make these whole like the plane, have the fortune and the fame, I'm just trying to remain. Steelo on stance, I'm on my steelo in these stance up, getting watched by the damn cops. Hey, so go on here, watch me. Hey, the boy do it again, probably. Hey, I mean what you mean, like we come in the spot and we run it like a green light. Like you said, freebasing that instant gratification, The instant gratification is what cancel culture is about.
Absolutely.
I just read this tweet. It pissed me off. Hey, guys, let's cancel this person.
Cancel who?
I'm saying in general, that's what happens. People, it's like somebody reads something.
Yeah, he's talking in abstract.
I got you talking up here. It's Rick from the Circle K.
Yeah, he's
the Circle K around the corner.
Mike is a very literal person. We're finding this out live.
I've never done it, but I'm assuming this is what D&D is like. Like this fantasy world where we talk about goblins and shit. I don't know. And magical swords or some bullshit. Like, what are the specifics? What are the receipts? Because that's the real argument. The real argument isn't the structural stuff up here or the conceptual stuff.
This is not called the Cancel Culture Podcast, where we spend each episode talking about one particular person that got canceled.
No,
we have to talk about it high level.
Going there. So if you're going to go there.
View. I got lots of examples. So, for example,
you're canceled, Mike.
Ain't that the name of this thing? Ain't it what it said down there? Go there.
Norm MacDonald said there are very few people that have gone through what they have losing every day, talking about Louis C.K. and Roseanne Barr, who both lost their jobs because they were canceled by fans because of misconduct, because of a racist tweet. And he said, of course, people are going to go, what about the victims? And he said, but you know what? The victims didn't have to go through that. And that's kind of what I'm getting at. While I'm not saying that either of them are great people for what they did,
thank God they lost.
Don't we think that the punishment outweighed the crime?
Not at all.
Yeah, and for sure.
Let me say this.
Because how many people didn't Roseanne Barr said something rude about someone that was racially insensitive? I was at a gas station a few minutes ago and the guy in front of me said something racially insensitive.
Rick at the Circle K all over again.
Yeah, it was Rick actually.
Cancel Rick, guys. Hashtag cancel Rick.
I am ABC. Me and you, Roseanne, sat in a room and me and you entered into a fiscal agreement that we both need to make money. And I'm going to give you this $50 million so I can then go out and find these advertisers so we can make money.
Yeah.
So then when you get your silly ass out there and then you impact my ability to make money, because I'm a liberal, but I'm also a goddamn a person who believes in capitalism. I'm a capitalist. So if you have impacted my ability to make money because you open your stupid mouth calling a black woman a monkey, come on, I think she's Iranian, but still, a woman of color, a monkey, guess what? You have impacted my ability to make money, and you can't do that. And if you do that, you may be fired for it.
But the punishment outweighed the crime because it didn't only impact Roseanne. Roseanne's got money for her grandkids.
Roseanne's fine.
But the crew, that's a union crew, Congress was punished.
On.
I'm sorry?
The show went on. It's the Connors. It's still on TV
now.
Not
initially. Initially, all they knew was it was shut down.
They came back within a year.
But that was because the executive producer who plays Darlene, Sarah, I can't think of her name. But anyway, she, you know, stood up for the crew and the cast.
Yeah, but if I'm an executive ABC, I can't just think about Roseanne. I'm dealing with advertisers across a platform.
If you're the executive of ABC that's a subsidiary of Disney.
Yeah.
You're being a hypocrite because Walt Disney was one of the most racist, sexist, pedophilic.
What are you talking about? I'm the closest thing to Satan.
The hippiest critter there is.
You have impacted my ability to make money, and when you impact my fiscal bottom line,
but who are you? You're speaking in the abstract.
No, I'm talking about.
Who are you?
Who are you referring to?
I'm a Disney executive or the head of Disney.
Give us his name.
Or the head of ABC.
But how did Roseanne impact their ability to make money?
You are affecting my. Because when advertisers pull out because you being racist.
What advertisers had pulled
out
at that
point? Which advertisers, Mike?
They didn't. ABC, Adidas, Gap, everyone who's against Kanye West right now, they don't give two shits about what they said, what they did. What they care about is,
why did they pull their business?
I don't want to be canceled.
Why did they pull their business?
Gap and Adidas?
Because they don't, like as you said, and I agree with you, they don't give a shit about the people.
No. Because they're the moral standard, right? Because they use fast fashion and—
When companies try to take the moral high ground is the problem.
They haven't done it clearly because it's a moral decision.
It was a fiscal decision, not a morality decision.
It's a fiscal decision.
But they dress it up as a moral one, which perpetuates cancel culture.
On their podcast, we talk the truth here. It's a fiscal decision.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Roseanne
it wasn't,
getting fired wasn't about morality. It's about
shit.
It's about
That's
something.
The whole point.
It's about something that potentially could affect their fiscal bottom
Mike,
line.
Mike, stop reading my notes. You're saying you're making the same fucking point.
so you have the right. So Roseanne wants to be an idiot. You can go be an idiot. You just can't do it on my platform.
It's a physical decision dressed as a moral.
That's the problem, is it's dressed as morality.
You gotta sauce it up a little bit for the people, of course. But
Adidas
but
knew
still.
That Kanye West, yeah. people, if you spend $200 on a pair of shoes, you were going to continue to spend $200 on a pair
Do
of
you
shoes.
Think
it was for their own.
I think it is a fiscal decision, but I will even say this, even with evil executives, I don't want to be with the Holocaust denier either. I mean, like, yeah. I have a little bit left.
But
okay.
how about people have come to you time
that?
After time and time after time and said, Matt Lauer sexually harassed me and he did this and he did this and he's got a button. You're like, and then everybody comes out with it and you're like, now that we know this, that does not work for our station. It's like, fuck.
Kanye West said that slavery was a choice. Adidas Terrible. Didn't bat an eye. Gap didn't bat an eye.
But that's different. Though. I understand
Why is that different?
That because it didn't affect their fiscal bottom line.
But Black, how did his negative...
I'm answering your question. Black people did not respond to Kanye West in the way that Jewish folks responded when what he said. Black people just took it on the chin.
Wielding
right,
the ability to
we'll still
actually
buy your
cancel
looking
someone.
Shoes.
But the company... If they have this moral high ground, why didn't they?
I didn't say it's moral. You're talking to the other fat guy. What I said was that it's fiscal, and I'm
whoa,
saying,
whoa,
no, not
buddy,
you. Come on,
whoa, there's a lack of core work
not,
going on,
not,
but I work a lot of chest, buddy.
About you.
You better be talking about John
you
Goodman.
You're going to play me in the movie. You're gorgeous. I was not talking about you.
The Rock will do all the stunts in my movie for me. Thank you very
but
much.
But they didn't affect their fiscal bottom line. All that stuff he said about the Black community eats that stuff up. And they don't say a word. They still buy his awful-looking tennis shoes. But with the Jewish community, bullshit.
So do you
We're
think it was right or wrong that he's been canceled?
Absolutely was right that he got
okay,
canceled.
Okay, so why shouldn't he have been canceled when he made comments about a group who wasn't in an uproar?
I've been saying that to my own
it
people.
It proves, though,
I've been,
that
I've been saying
culture
that to my own
isn't...
People.
We are intrinsically
that.
Toxic
I've been saying
that. To
I'm gonna answer
ourselves.
That question. I've been saying that to my own people for the longest. I love what the Jewish community did. We need to do the same thing. When you come after us with that kind of thing, or what he said about George Floyd,
it's
I mean, was just...
Well, you're dealing with a mentally unwell
yeah,
person
exactly.
too. On top of all of that,
well, you know,
and it doesn't excuse
it. Let me tell you something. I got the medicine. Yeah, I understand he's mentally unwell. Well, I got his pill.
Put the lighter away, man. We have already talked
about this. Let me tell you something.
So we should burn him, is what you're saying. Fire is the answer.
Y'all sitting up
kill
here talking
it with
about
fire.
He's mentally unwell. I tell you what. After about a week of dealing with the Jewish community, I just wanted to apologize.
Yeah.
I don't know why I done hurt folks.
So,
he ain't that crazy.
Mike, so I think we're saying the same thing, but in different ways. Because the issue wasn't that, it's not that he shouldn't have been canceled or that there shouldn't have been consequences.
He should have been canceled.
It's it should have happened in the first place. And
yes.
that is what perpetuates cancel culture. It's this idea that we're not actually going to do the right thing until it's so
we
fucking late.
We need more
late.
Cancel culture.
Exclusion.
But
that's
no,
a good point.
But it won't be cancel culture. We need more
accountability.
Yeah, that's cancel
We need
culture.
More just, no. Cancel culture is this fucking facade. It's not real.
It's not cancel culture, the most powerful hand in the room that wields the power to do things like cancel people, doesn't wave its hand for your attention. That waving hand, that's cancel culture.
Yes.
The strength and the power to actually drop that hammer and cancel someone, those are the people who wield the actual power. That waving and that social media.
Yes.
Look,
what happened in the 2020 election was not cancel culture. That was a group of many of us going out and voting because we wanted to see change.
What do you mean the 2020 election? Explain.
So there's this guy named Donald Trump, and he ran against another guy named Joe Biden, yes. and Joe Biden won. So my point is, as a people, we can put our voices together and do good and ask for accountability and ask for change and make our voices heard. Cancel culture is not that. Cancel culture is a dog whistle and it's some asshole with a bullhorn going, that person said something I didn't like 15 years ago in the back alley and I couldn't really hear him, but I think that we had
so
a steno
like to,
in the back and they wrote it down.
Voices.
Now, it's not about restricting
Repress
voices.
Them.
It's about saying that we as a culture should be should act in a way, regardless of what we think the outcome's going to be, that has some kind of moral integrity to
it. So we shouldn't value those voices.
No, that's
not
at all
But there's a difference
what I'm
between
saying.
Accountability and bullying.
Well, then,
and what cancel culture has evolved into is bullying.
Yes. It's public shaming.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with public shaming?
What's wrong with public
shaming? So the point that you made about
if you're a Karen out there and you're yelling at some little black girl trying to sell lemonade, what's wrong with a little public
but
shaming?
It's not one size fits all, is what I'm saying.
And it's not little either.
Yeah.
It's not a little bit. You mean the internet as a tsunami?
Give me an example of
oh, hold
give
on.
Me an example of some public shaming that was inappropriate.
I feel like Roseanne got a bad rap because the back of that Ambien, the side effects.
Ambien made her racist.
The back of that Ambien was clearly marked, and so the racism was a side effect.
I don't know. Have you guys taken Ambien before?
Rather than holding Ambien accountable, we dogpiled on Roseanne.
Mike, the issue is you are putting things in boxes where you say one size fits all, and there is an absolute of all of these people. There is a large difference between Aziz Ansari and Harvey Weinstein. Those are not the same thing. And to say, like, who was publicly shamed? Both of them. Was one more deserving? Fucking A1 was more deserving.
Aziz wasn't deserving at all.
He just had a sexual interaction
that went poorly for that woman. And she publicly shamed him and shouldn't have.
It happens daily. There's not a celebrity you could name other than Tom Hanks. I'm going to still knock on wood. Other than Tom Hanks that hasn't gone through some kind of public shaming.
And public shaming is usually aimless, and we do not want, that's not true, that's not necessarily aimless.
I think that's a false notion you're putting forward.
I don't think
public shaming is happening on a large scale.
Janet Jackson was publicly shamed for having her titty ripped out by somebody else.
And it was an amazing titty.
It started YouTube.
One of the finest titties in broadcast television history.
Janet Jackson's titty is the reason we
have
YouTube.
Shame her titty right now, Mike, I dare you. Do it. Do it. I want to hear it. I want you to give me something negative about that wonderful chocolate nipple
back
that saw the night sky.
You keep moving the goal line, though.
Cancel culture is going back in time, finding that titty from 20 years ago and saying cancel that bitch.
What are current examples of people being publicly shamed who should not be? And you can't name anybody for this rampant thing that's happening every day, as you say, but yet you can't name any examples. I'm suspicious of that. I am a database, information-driven thinker.
Oh, after this, so you're going to be... No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. So Mike, don't worry. They're going to be calling you up.
They can call me. I'm alone at my house. Come on, call
please
me.
Superimpose
I'm usually
Mike's
just,
phone
I'm usually
number
just
the bottom
watching
third,
Star
please.
Trek at the house, so feel free. But I'm waiting for this list, but I won't get it because it's
because
imaginary.
Because every name we give you, you go, nope, that doesn't count. Ooh. Nope, that doesn't count.
What's the name you're giving?
I just gave you Janet Jackson.
Gina Carano. Here, how about this?
She should have been publicly shamed.
You did.
She should have been publicly shamed with her right of the Kaiser ass. You know what? I'll give you a job. You get your first shot, and then you go after our customer base, which are a bunch of liberals. And for some reason, you keep taking a sharp stick and sticking in their eye when we're trying to make money. You know that our whole audience is a bunch of bleeding heart progressive liberals. Like if I start working for NASCAR, no matter what I think about God and country or whatever, I'm not going to be out there making anti-God, anti-country comments because my NASCAR audience that pays my salary are going to go berserk and we're going to lose money. That is bad capitalism. So she should have had her ass fired.
Yeah, but
she was warned and kept doing it.
What you're talking about is we have a...
I don't know who he said, so I don't know why you're talking to me. She's talking about
from The Mandalorian. And the sad part is I love her.
Okay, Mandalorian.
I love her character. She should have shut her mouth and made it to the second season.
There's a giant division in our country. And while the extremists are the loudest ones, most of the people... I would say are sane. I'm not going to give you a number.
I apologize. Did that list come yet?
I have a name.
I already named the list at the very beginning
of the
show.
I would like to serve
Louis C.K.
He shouldn't have been publicly shamed.
Louis C.K. wasn't even called out. He brought himself
he
to the
himself.
Forefront.
Should he have been publicly shamed for going on a film set of which he was
probably.
The executive producer and pulling his dick out to the point of
what does publicly shaming do?
It doesn't do anything.
It made him put his dick away.
He's touring right now, though, and his ticket's are like $200 a piece.
Yeah, he's making a lot of money.
It helped him. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
He's been doing that for 20 years. Where's that dick now? It's in his pants.
When you don't bring somebody up to the carpet and you call them out in a way that is meaningful and has real accountability behind it, nothing is going to happen.
The man himself said he took a self journey and learned something and he came back a better person. That's what Louis C.K. said.
He did it before they tried to cancel him. He got ahead of the curve.
He got banned from one of the sets of a show he was executive producer.
I would
producer.
Like to submit a name to Mike for cancellation.
Sure.
I've already submitted like 10. He keeps saying no to all.
There's no list here. Stop.
Matt, I liked all the names you gave earlier. I thought they were good names.
No.
I like all of them.
What I said was a list of people who are publicly shamed who should not have been.
I'm giving you this name.
How about, okay, I'll give you one. The woman who sued McDonald's for the hot coffee.
Are you that man of color? Come on.
The woman who sued McDonald's for getting hot coffee poured on her. She was publicly shamed.
She was publicly shamed.
And used as a punchline. How about the woman who said the dingo ate my baby, who had turned out that the dingo had, later on, they found out eating her baby.
This makes my point. When you have to go back 25 years for an example, or 30 years.
I said Whoopi Goldberg like 10 minutes ago. Whoopi Goldberg.
Sorry, I was just giving you some being ill informed.
I would like to submit this name
can
to you, Mike.
Can I respond to that?
To Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah, I don't think Whoopi Goldberg was publicly shamed.
Yes, she was.
She was suspended from her job for 2 weeks.
Let me respond. In fact, a lot of Jewish celebrities and cool.
Her last name is Goldberg by choice.
Even Jewish celebrities came to her side, and it was a debate that happened when she said that, and even celebrities came on her side.
But it didn't change the fact that she was publicly shamed.
The company that suspended her was criticized more strongly than was she. That's not public shaming. The company was the one that was shamed for what they did because they acted inappropriately.
Right.
John Lovitz came out and spoke intelligently about how she's a black woman in America and sees race differently.
But you
she
asked
was
me
not
for
publicly
an example.
Shamed.
I gave
but
you
she
an
wasn't
example.
Publicly shamed.
Can I submit mine now?
Yes, please.
Okay. I would like to submit mine.
In that case, I think the culture worked as it should work.
All right, I would like to submit my name for public shaming that was unjust. And if I'm wrong and I haven't done the proper research, I do apologize. I feel confident that someone on the panel will correct me
if
I'm wrong. I won't name his name, but I feel confident the voice in the room will shut me down if I'm the least bit off about this. Ellen DeGeneres. This is a pure your word versus mine. And the accusation was you were mean. You were nasty. You were hurtful.
Well, that wasn't the accusation.
No, let me respond.
But that wasn't the accusation.
Let me speak, Mike. We've all let you speak.
You're right.
Ellen's retort, no, I wasn't. I felt like I was fair and just to people. And if anyone felt that I was that way to them, I'm sorry. We have no actual palpable evidence that she was nasty other than my word versus your word. You were nasty. No, I wasn't. And if you feel that way, I'm very sorry. So we should publicly shame her, even though we have no real foundation to really apply any of these accusations to her other than the fact that they were just that, accusations.
But the
accusation, maybe they're accurate, maybe they're not, but we don't have any foundation for any of this.
Sitting next to an HR person who I'm sure read into that, those weren't the accusations. HR person, please inform them what the real allegations in that case were. And it wasn't that she was being mean. It was also her staff and things that happened that were wholly inappropriate and shouldn't happen in a workplace that deal with pressuring, sexual expectation, all kind of things. But that's what the accusation was.
You know,
not saying that she
the
was
funniest
guilty
joke I heard all week was Lindsay told me, "This Mike guy's really quiet. Are you sure you want to put him on the wing? Because then he won't get enough airtime."
You are the best surprise of the entire day. I love it.
Mike, I think the point that this side of the table's tried to make that I think that maybe we just haven't made it strong enough. It's not whether or not the people deserve to be shamed or deserve to be canceled or anything else. It's we can't control how other people act. We can only control how we act. And as a society, if we decide to blow that dog whistle and wave our hands and say, fuck it, like this is just instant gratification, we've learned nothing. And the divisiveness of this country, where we should be trying to heal that gap, not trying to reach out to the extremists across the aisle, but the sane people who at least have the same basic values.
Heal what gap?
So again, 2020, Donald Trump ran against somebody named, there's a huge gap in right and left. People are starting to buy into shit. And cancel culture is very much—
That's the design of our country. We don't want to heal that. That's how the founding fathers.
I'm not saying that I need
scumbags
you to,
that they were, but that's the we don't want to fill that gap. That's the gap that is what makes our country great. We're supposed to have that gap.
Are we
supposed
to have
not
yes.
that? No, 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 no. I'm not talking about a political gap, and you vote different than me. I'm saying we can't even get along with our neighbors anymore. We can't even decide.
We can't
on,
have discourse.
We
there
can't
is
have
no discourse.
What are you talking about? We do it all the time.
You shut down every point we made and told us we were wrong the entire time.
We actually had a fascist. Honest to God fascist, and I say this as a black man with some issues about America's legacy, but Trump made me proud of my country. We had a fascist try to overthrow the government, try to pressure all three branches of government of this country, the executive, the judicial, and the legislative, and every one of them held, because that's the design of our government. We were always divided. You want to talk about divisions? We live in a country in which when they were debating the slave issue, they called it Bloody Kansas, because people would go there and shoot each other in the face to debate whether a state would come in as slave or free.
Absolutely.
We've always been divided. You're talking about we can't get along with our neighbors.
Before you do the voice.
Y'all don't read history books.
You're about to do the voice. We agree with you, Mike, and you're nailing it right now.
That's history.
You're nailing it.
Now all we do is...
But saying that's how it's always been, and that's just how it is... Is not an acceptable answer.
I'm saying all we do is tweet each other now.
I will eat my own words about the division. You brought up a lot of great points, and when you put it in perspective like that, that is a great perspective and a great way to look at it. Absolutely. We have always been divided. You're absolutely right. Except that Millie Vanilli thing from earlier. You were way off with that.
And not to mention, Ellen was in my original list.
But to publicly shame
just
on
saying.
Pure accusation is toxic.
Pure toxic accusation. As fuck.
If you bring something to the table and this person did it, absolutely.
What's your example?
Ellen. Okay. Ellen, we've not been provided palpable that these things, they're credible, but we've not been provided evidence.
So if you are a woman who is working for Harvey Weinstein and you feel as though he's being weird with
you. He needs to be removed from power.
Yeah,
he needs to be castrated from any influence. No, you're right.
I'm just following your
train of
thought.
And I'm answering your question.
How do you then do that, make that accusation, if you don't want unfounded accusations, if you don't have the evidence to present immediately?
No,
because according to Ron and Farrell, they didn't have the evidence originally. It took them months to get the evidence.
But you're asking from the perspective of the public eye, and by the time it got to the public eye, the evidence was available.
Yes.
No, but the accusations came way first.
Yes,
by the lady is what, and those were just accusations.
But I wasn't privy to the accusation. I was privy to the evidence. And I, as an observer of the evidence, saw that he was guilty, throw him under the bus.
No, but I'm saying that came way later. The accusations. So in other words, if you're a woman who's being just destroyed, like what happened over at Fox News, they didn't have any evidence on him at first. It took Gretchen, who's brilliant, love her, where she taped him over the course of months to get him. But all those other women who had made complaints, they didn't have any evidence. So are you saying they should just be quiet?
I didn't say
because
that
because they have no proof to present.
No, but that's the point.
That's not what I
cancel
said at all.
Culture says one.
But I'm saying in the case of Ellen, there were people who felt that they were being mistreated and they spoke up.
And they have every right to be heard.
Yes.
Ellen has every right to be investigated. But I, as a person observing, I don't feel the need to annihilate her until it's brought to me and I have palpable evidence. Now I'm ready to crucify her. If you were guilty of every
accusation, annihilate her. Did she lose her show?
If every accusation,
did she lose her money?
Everything you lose though
isn't tangible. Sometimes a lot of people with cancel culture has impacted suicide rates. You know, sometimes you don't lose your job. Absolutely,
it's the rate that's measured in the rate that people.
So let me get this straight.
Losing your self confidence.
So somebody in a couple articles that says. Ellen is being mean and she's going to take a header off of the thing from her mansion. I mean, come on.
We can't go any further until you name the article specifically.
Right now.
No, sorry. I need to hear the article.
Right now. And it can't be 10 years old.
Right now there's some single mother.
Excel spreadsheet.
There's some single mother of three about to start her shift at Dirt Devil, a factory that she works at for $7 an hour.
They're still
in business? I don't think so.
So,
what?
Here we go.
20 years ago.
Here we go.
This is what.
This Dirt Devil sweeping up.
You use a company that's been out of business 30 years
okay.
as an example.
Well, I mean, you respect for a 20-year-old titty. I mean,
I'm going to give you
I agree with you there.
In a nutshell, here's what cancel culture is.
The manager of Circuit City really made a pass at me.
Circuit City.
Amber Heard.
Amber
Heard goes online, does an interview, and basically says Johnny Depp is a wife abuser. He's all these things. And society was like, cancel Johnny Depp.
No, they never said that.
Oh, he lost his
who
whole
canceled Johnny.
No, but
Pirates
listen,
Caribbean didn't
but
they
listen,
drop
yeah,
him?
Yeah, they dropped him. He lost a lot of money.
I genuinely missed
that. That's what the civil suit was all about.
I checked out of Amber Heard Johnny Depp about three quarters of the way through,
as most of us did, other than Tyler. But then guess what happens? Johnny Depp's PR team started putting out all these like clips that made it seem like Amber Heard was the one who's full of shit. So then all those same people jumped on the other side of the line and go, no, cancel that bitch. That's cancel culture. That's toxic. That's not accountability.
That's a mob mentality.
That's a mob mentality. That's a lynch mob. That's a public social lynch mob.
That's a weak man.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about him. I don't give a shit about him or Amber Heard.
What I'm saying is,
us. I agree. Is that what we are as a society?
I agree with you, but he had the tapes, and he let her go on for like years. What are you doing, Johnny? Put the tapes on. You got tapes of her abuse.
Johnny. Palpable evidence to justify her public dragging. He had
tapes of Ellen. He had tapes of Gina Carano.
Janet Jackson's titty.
The third shift supervisor at the Dirt Devil Factory.
My co-producer.
Rick from Circle K.
My co-producer, she just cannot get a word in. I should have sat her in a different part of this table.
I can't wait until we edit it. Lindsay, I'm just going to be like a tennis match.
Lindsay, when it comes to cancel culture, and you can take any of the examples we've used, like, do you think we're creating accountability? Do you think that that's what comes out on the other end here?
I think when it's used appropriately, yes, because had there not been cancel culture, and specifically in the realm of social media and the internet and the 24-hour news cycle, predators like Weinstein and Lauer and these folks who are actually doing these things, like that drives the accountability. When we're doing things like Great Point with the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, that was purely like ammunition to help a court fight. That was something that was used and manipulated to spin a narrative to help both sides get what they want. So I think we need to start thinking of it as holding people accountable for really horrible, toxic behavior versus this idea of, they're canceled. Maybe that's the means to get to where we are today. Maybe the cancel culture was the means to the end of like holding these folks accountable. I don't know.
I think when you seek justice, whether it's like legal, criminal, whatever, seeking justice is not cancel culture. I made the joke at the beginning about that list, but I don't see Harvey Weinstein as cancel culture. I don't see, Matt Lauer's cancel culture. I don't see a lot of these people as that's accountability. But the idea of cancel culture, you're right. It did play a hand in it in a good way, because those same people who might just be bandwagon loud people who just want to have a voice, they did help for the cause. But I think it backfires on us when it is something like an Ellen or a Johnny Depp situation.
Who says that Ellen was a...
We don't know, but that's
Rick
the thing.
From
we don't
K.
know. Rick from
well,
Circle.
Well, what I'm saying is I guarantee you that there was a review of the way in which that employment situation was.
Absolutely.
Because of cancel culture.
And every accusation should be fully investigated
to its
fullest.
And you can thank cancel culture for creating a force multiplier to create pressure for her to make changes that she did not want to make and to make reviews that she did not want to make. Like that producer who was sort of central to that story. She was asked to review him before and did not.
But what happens after when that cancel culture and that accountability pours over into people who are completely innocent, like their family members?
Yeah.
There was I believe he was a NASCAR driver. His dad dropped an N-word 20 years ago, and that guy lost his endorsements because of something his dad did. That's when it's toxic. That's when there's no accountability
for that.
Who dropped
the N-word? When?
She gave you the name? No, she led off with a direct example.
Who said the N-word?
I can't think of his name. He's a NASCAR driver, but it was his dad.
Probably before the guy was born.
20 years ago, said it.
Yeah, that's tough.
But, I mean, you can't...
Whoa, what do you mean that's tough? That's it? That's all we got?
I'm sure the son of that guy grew up to be like, a progressive who fights for Black Lives Matter.
What is
happening
right now?
No, it's wrong.
For the last hour.
It's totally wrong. It's wrong, sure, from what I hear.
It's wrong.
It's terrible.
Where did they find you?
It's wrong. It's wrong.
He was standing on the side of the road, said, "We'll cancel for food."
No, not at all.
Is blown right now.
No, in that case, that is wrong. But
there's a lot. But that's the point.
What that guy sounds like with a
couple beers. We don't actually know all of the facts of anything. I mean, there's very few things we know enough information about because we're not there. I think the idea of cancel culture is that as the public, as an individual, as Matt, I don't have any power over these powerful people. But when we group together and use our voice in a positive way for change, even if it means that person has to face consequences, it might not be positive for them, that's a really good thing. The problem is cancel culture has now become boy cries wolf, because now really bad things happen and people write it.
Boy cries wolf when?
Oh, man. Welcome back, Mike. We missed you.
We're playing D&D again. Where is boy crying? Who's crying wolf?
There's wolves in D&D?
I mean, what I can say is you can probably come up with five good examples out of the millions of stuff that happened, that's going to happen, but it's not a constant. It's significantly, it's a statistically insignificant amount of people who are falsely accused by cancel culture. You can't name anybody.
That's not even the general idea of calling someone.
Of throwing someone under the bus or crucifying someone who is innocent, that's not insignificant on any level.
But I'm saying the number of people that that's happening to is insignificant. Just like voter fraud is real. It happens. Absolutely. But it's 0.00%. That doesn't mean that the voter fraud that happened is not important. No. It's just that it doesn't happen
very
often.
But that's not even the point I was making. What I'm saying is we jump on this 24-hour news cycle thing and we try to hate on the bandwagon of celebrities. But when something actually really bad happens, it gets swept under the rug because especially the right will tee it up as cancel culture. Like, did you guys even hear what Matthew Gaetz said about women who get abortions?
But it is Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's Matt Gaetz at this point.
But it should matter. That's my point.
He's a pedophile almost. I mean, he's taking teenage girls.
Yes, he is, and it should matter. So when shit like that happens and he's like, they're just trying to cancel me, it gets swept under the rug.
Well, it's Matt Gaetz.
It's Bill's cousin.
That's like saying Mike Tyson said something crazy. Well, it's Mike Tyson. I mean,
well, yeah, but that doesn't excuse that he said that.
He said only fat, ugly women get abortions.
It's Matt Gaetz.
As someone who wasn't
totally... And he doubled down on it. I'll give you this. He did own it. He did own it.
Well, Matt Gaetz is crazy. He says that every week. I mean,
but where's the accountability? Where's that same bandwagon of people who are waving their fucking hands in the air?
He actually said that he didn't say fat, ugly women only get abortions. He said the fat, ugly women were the one fighting for abortion rights when no one would sleep.
Would have sex with them. Yes.
That made it worse.
He's a toad.
As someone who wasn't fully aware of said comments till right now, that one blew my hair back. Wow.
And that's the point. Things that actually matter and should have consequences don't even get picked up.
What kind of consequence would you want?
I mean,
he loses his seat.
Yeah, he needs to lose his seat. He's a
why would he lose his seat when he's representing the people who agree with
that? Why does he get free speech? Yeah. No. Why is his free speech protected?
The people who believe that fat chicks are the only one fighting for abortion, they need a representative too, and it's Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, but a lawmaker. Well, that goes into the gerrymandering thing because that's a whole different conversation.
That plays to his base.
Yeah. There's some guy in America named Gerrymander who has been a victim of some bad verbiage and is the butt of some bad jokes.
I mean, he feeds that red meat to the all the time and they love it. What I'm saying is
something like that should have gotten more attention. Something like that should have had a light shined on it online. Attention.
There's no way that should have blown over my head.
It should have gotten zero attention. We bite on that stuff too much.
What we bite on is the trivial bullshit.
No, that is a horrific comment that deserves all the accountability for how horrific it is.
Thank you.
We should not dismiss it.
Thank you.
We should dismiss it when it's him. At a certain point.
We shouldn't dismiss that from anybody.
But that's my point.
Man.
We should not be looking at these public officials and going, I mean, he's just an asshole. Why are we holding Ellen accountable for something that we're not even sure on, and this guy gets a free pass because he's a piece of shit?
Because one person made a comment, another person may be presiding over a situation
where people are being
sexually harassed.
That is a comment from an elected official who actually has power over legislation.
Meaning that it sounds that go into an ear as opposed to people in a work situation who are being violated.
Okay, so why does Dave Chappelle help you a higher standard?
I didn't say he should be held to a higher standard. I said that he should be able to say whatever he wants to. Just like if Matt Gaetz wants to put up a tour or a Netflix special, he should probably go through the same thing that Dave Chappelle is going through.
So why should he go through it right now when he's in public office?
No, I'm just saying, to me, I wouldn't pay attention to anything Matt Gaetz says.
You should pay attention to everything Matt Gaetz says.
He doesn't pay attention to what Matt Pallotta says. So why would he listen to Matt Gaetz?
So why do you pay attention to things Dave Chappelle says if he has this long-standing history with transphobia? Why do you pay attention to that? Does he get the blue asshole check mark? And I'm genuinely asking you to understand.
Well, I'm not sure what the check mark thing means. I don't know what that
means.
The
blue asshole check. He's one of the assholes who says asshole stuff, so we dismiss it, right?
I have no problem if the fat, unattractive woman community wants to come after Matt Gaetz and attack him. I got no problem with it. That's how it works. The answer to erroneous and egregious speech is more speech. So I have no problem with people coming after him. I'm just saying that
you contradicted your earlier point because what you're saying now is 100% what I was starting with.
I've always said
I don't care what other people do. I'm just not going to be this bandwagon person and start calling her off with their heads.
I said from the beginning that the answer to erroneous, egregious speech, more speech.
Absolutely.
More speech.
But speech that matters.
Well, you wanted to ignore a guy who got his finger cut off, but then you want to set your hair on fire because some idiot who makes dumb comments made a dumb comment.
Because what Johnny Depp does in his relationship with his wife, and they're obviously both crazy.
He's a human being who was getting abused and got his finger cut off and was getting bottles broken over his head. He was being mentally and physically abused. If Johnny Depp,
and that's what the courts are for, my public forum where I go, I will never watch another Pirates movie.
Their household had nothing to do with us. Matt Gaetz and his policies have everything to do with us.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, what? It does.
What is Matt Gaetz?
Well, not you, because you don't have a uterus, but
he's
us,
not a local mayor. He's not the fucking city councilman.
Matt Gaetz.
He's in Congress. He's in fucking
what I'm saying
Congress.
Is, I am a bleeding heart liberal. I hate Matt Gaetz. But I'm just saying his comments don't affect either way. I'm not going to vote for him. He's what, in Florida? You're not going to vote
but
for him?
But he impacts your neighbor or your children's teachers or people.
I think
who,
I figured it out.
What he says it's doesn't the, affect what's going to happen.
It's whether or not it impacts Mike or his feelings is what the scale is here.
Not true.
Hold on. Let me go back to that list. Hold on. Let me see if any of those work for you.
Do you
dislike J.K. Rowling?
When Hillary Clinton came out, I was politically involved. I go and I voted every election. I'm just saying I've learned to ignore certain idiots.
But Matt Gaetz, his comments
as
don't affect you personally.
Across the board.
Well, then, okay, well, maybe you guys are right and I'm wrong. So what should my appropriate response be to Matt Gaetz? Should I send out a tweet?
No.
Set my hair on fire?
He should be held to
Matt
that
Gaetz
same accountability.
The same Dave Chappelle accountability.
Yeah.
The exact same
what is that exactly? Nobody
you
cares about
it. You explained that to us.
Here's the thing. You can be accountable to Dave Chappelle because we like him. We pay him money. Who pays money to Matt Gaetz?
The taxpayers.
No, but I'm saying I don't. The way in which you can be accountable.
But they answered your question, though, and you like blew it off. Who pays money to Matt Gaetz? The taxpayers. So
no, that's money we have to pay no matter what. I can't take
but
that
But we don't
back.
Have to pay it to him if we hold him accountable.
Yeah.
Hold him accountable how?
Don't reelect him.
He's in Florida.
Yeah. We as a blanket statement, we include people in Florida who dislike the things he said.
Look, I'm with you. I'm on your side.
Are
you? I want the people in Florida to vote him out. I hate Matt Gaetz, but there's nothing I can do because he made a dumb comment.
Am I on drugs? What is happening?
I honestly think Mike is punking us, and anything you say, he's going to take the opposite fucking stance.
This is one of the few things that I agree with you about. I disagree with you on other stuff. I'm with you on this.
Okay.
I'm just saying that I don't know. It's nothing that we can do with that because he literally, his entire act is he wants to get the left to react so he can take that stuff to run and raise money off of.
But isn't
that's
the
his
cancel,
whole act.
Isn't cancel culture trying to influence Dave Chappelle to stop making transphobic statements? So why can't cancel culture pressure him into not saying things
not,
that affect?
That's maybe your agenda. Mine isn't. My agenda is that if he comes out to the trans community, I have no problem as somebody just calling balls and strikes saying, well, if you want to talk about them, they get to talk about you. Speech on speech. That's all I'm saying. In the case of Matt Gaetz, he's trying to draw your response.
But Gaetz has the actual ability to affect change in the day-to-day
life. I agree with you.
Is trying to draw your response.
I agree with you. I'm on your side. I agree with you. I'm just saying that is what he does. He tries to provoke the left. And he always saying, he said, you think that ugly thing was a slip? It's not a slip. It was designed.
I'm very lucky. I think we are playing Dungeons and Dragons because one's trying to get to the bottom of why Matt Gaetz does what he does. He is an insane person.
I agree with you.
It's our response as a society. And we decide we're going to jump on this because it's just a trending topic today. But who gives a shit about this because it's not as like salacious? I mean,
no, it's not. It's not about it being salacious. So I don't like Matt Gaetz either. What I'm saying is
AJ didn't even hear that, but he knew way more information about fucking Ellen's workplace culture.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a problem.
Not really.
And cancel culture is the
no,
root of that problem.
As someone who's at the root of his example, no, it's absolutely a problem. I should be.
Well, if
should fully be on my. But
I don't know that it's true. But if people are working in an unsafe workplace. To me, that's far more consequential than some idiot senator making some offhand remark.
But do you know how many of us have dicks for managers? Like, every workplace has an Ellen to some degree. Matt Gaetz is a policymaker. He has a much larger platform.
I agree, but I can't fire him. I wish I could. I wish I could vote him out. I wish I could vote against him, but I can't.
And that's what we're saying. We wish that we as a culture should demand more from people like him.
And Florida is included in we.
Yes.
Well, I don't.
Yeah. By the way, like, not everybody here's in Ohio.
Here's the thing: the political system. At a certain point,
I commit voter fraud, and I fraudulently vote in Florida all the time.
Yeah, I vote under Mike Oakman.
At a certain point, the crux of our system is you got to accept odious people who are on the other side. You just got to live with it.
Live with celebrities who are mean in restaurants? Why can't we just live with people
Why can't we just live with people who make racist comments in public?
I don't think
and
Dave Chappelle should be taken out of his job. I don't think he should be hunted down in the streets. I just believe that if somebody wants to comment on it, comment.
Okay. Should Kanye West?
Okay.
What about him?
Should he have lost anything he's lost?
Of course he should have.
Okay.
Wait.
Of course he should have.
I'm going to end this episode before I cancel my own life. Because this has gone off the fucking rails.
As a fiscal partner, we're talking about the capitalism.
I wouldn't
want to be your partner if that's what you were doing.
Legality and morality are not the same thing. I do agree with that.
Yes.
We often confuse legality and morality.
I am very confused as to some of the stances here, so I'm going to allow everybody to have a closing argument. You get two sentences max. Mike, we'll start with you. Cancel culture.
You get two sentences, Mike.
Two sentences.
A sentence is not a run-on sentence either.
Because the word I want to use, I can't pronounce.
Verbalize the punctuation.
Thick inner city accent. But when we democratized individual people's ability to speak and join in the conversation, there needs to be some kind of traffic cop in there to kind of regulate some of that. And a natural one did not exist beyond cancel culture. So if people don't like cancel culture, fair enough. Then you need to tell me a better traffic cop to deal with this vast democratization of speech and thought that gets poured into the social media culture, because there is no other traffic cop. Clearly, the people who own those platforms want nothing to do with that role. So who else is going to be the traffic cop to slow some of that bile that funnels into that system?
So you are saying, and I want to make sure I'm clear, you think cancel culture, I'm not saying absolute black and white, but for the most part is a good thing.
Well, I wouldn't say it's good or bad. What I will say is it serves a function. Until somebody can show me a list of things that are happening, that is some vast list that's happened every
day.
With
a list in the lower third and post.
I'm going to put a big-ass list, but it's
going to... Like credits.
The right next to it, it's going to be things that Mike tried to debunk.
And I am looking for people who were canceled who shouldn't be, or people who were publicly shamed who shouldn't be.
Comment on our social media to let us know.
Like, share, and subscribe.
And Mike, so that we're clear, my thing was never whether or not they should have been.
I wasn't talking about you. Remember, this is my closing argument.
It was also eight sentences if we're holding each other accountable.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Did I just get white manned? I was talking about my closing argument.
You were giving hella extra sentences and none of us said anything.
I gave you a handful of extra.
I am a large man, to be fair.
And we did not hold you accountable.
I was told that it was weight height proportionate into your closing
That's
arguments.
Not true at all. We have it on the record. No one ever said that.
Portia, what are your thoughts, grand scale, on cancel culture?
I think that cancel culture is nothing more than a bandwagon that people jump on. It's got nothing to do with accountability. It's got everything to do with people getting likes on social media posts. I think it has nothing to do with really holding people accountable, and I think it's damaging and very toxic to society, because we're going to see an entire generation of comedians who are too afraid to be funny. We're going to see an entire generation of people who are too afraid to make films that confront certain issues because they fear being canceled. You know, it's going to be really impactful on our society. Even in conversations, there are so many times where I lead with, this is my opinion. I'm not saying it. We are all more cautious of what we say. And I think that's inhibiting creativity. It's infringing on our ability to speak freely. So I think it's BS.
Well said.
16 well sentences, I'm just saying.
Well said. Mike, I'm adding to your tab right now. Lindsay, you're up.
I think it, for me to sum it up, is don't confuse cancel culture with holding people accountable, and don't be fooled or minimize accountability for folks by labeling it as cancel culture. So I think for me, the big thing is accountability. Like, let's call it what it is, but then let's not minimize by just saying, oh, I got canceled or someone's getting canceled. Like, no, what was the thing that actually made this come about? And is it accountability or is it just the hot thing to jump on to gossip about for the next 2 days? So that's my take.
AJ, I won't hold you to a higher standard.
You have the freedom of speech, not the freedom from consequence. That's it. That's all. That's all.
I'll give my last thought. Something I only got to touch on a little bit just to make it a little more clear is
don't touch on it too long. You'll get canceled.
You have to be famous to get canceled, I think, for the most part. So please cancel me. Shit. Listen to our show. Download us. I think that cancel culture is this thing that we don't fully understand, kind of like the internet when it was new, because it is a social, like, mob mentality, herd dynamic that we don't fully understand, and we jump on it sometimes, and I think that's great, and there's some really good things that come out of it, but there is a lot of toxic things that come out of it where I don't think it's helping us as a society as much as it is hurting us. And the biggest thing is we need to care about things that matter, and there are things that matter and there are things that don't. If you want to cancel Donald Trump, you don't need to find an old video of him telling somebody that, oh, if I'm going to run, I'm going to run Republican because Republicans are stupid. They were pulling that clip out to be like, see, it's like, we don't need that. We already know what he said yesterday when he tweeted about black people or he tweeted about gay people. Let's focus on what matters right now, not what mattered 20 years ago, not what's trending, not what has a hashtag to it.
We're freebasing instant gratification and it's killing off attention spans. Yeah. We need instant gratification to stay engaged or you'll lose us like the piece of trash floating around the parking lot of the squirrel climbing in the tree. Instant gratification has killed our attention spans recreationally and as far as things of substance as well.
Yeah, and this is at least an 81-minute episode, so if you stuck around this long, you have not been freebasing that instant gratification, and we thank you for it. And so keep on freebasing. Go to thegoingtherepodcast.com, where you can get links to all of our socials, all the places you can listen to the podcast, and of course now on YouTube, where you can see all of us, and I'm going to actually just put Mike's head over every single one of us, so it's just five mics yelling at each other. Actually, and I do want to say thank you. And thank you, everybody, for being honest and candid and challenging each other, because that's what this show is about. If society acted the way that we did today, there wouldn't be cancel culture. There would be discourse. So thank you, everybody.
And Mike would likely be president.
I'd vote for him.
He's got my vote, yeah.
Honestly, either president or making a fortune in professional wrestling. It's one of the two.
The only problem is when you say, yeah, you won, he'd say, give me the list of voters.
If I won so much, then tell me exactly what I won. You've given me all these examples. I need to know specifics.
And don't go back 20 years.
Yeah. It's called the going. Where did we go? Tell me. As Milli Vanilli plays them all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your on-demand audio messiah, the man who's right about all things food, pop culture, nostalgia, AJ of AJ Presents the Greater Good, greater spelled G-R-A-R, and I wouldn't leave my home at an unholy hour to drive from the dirty, dirty South to the Midwest for some of the same Southern values with less black people and different accents, but the same neighborly love if it weren't for two very special people in my life, as well as my podcast catalog, the good people of the Going There podcast. Like, share, and subscribe, or we will respectively key your cars.
If I steered you wrong, you can cancel me. I can vouch for the fact that our musician spotlight, Red Rose Panic, has some great music for you to listen to. Check out all of their content and links to their socials at redrosepanic.com. Yes, indeed, you know the boys get busy. Flowing in and flowing, trying to hit the red city. She said, R.E.P., come resuscitate me and bring me back to life. This podcast is made possible by its hosts and Frame One Media in association with Joe Calley and Bobby Thomas.